6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to our second live edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. Thanks for joining us as I get my camera set up here. We have a lot to get to on this episode because Ole Miss did pick up that high school commitment that we hinted at earlier on this Friday. So we're here to break down Corey Barber out of Hoover Spain Park committing to the Rebels. The Ole Miss staff goes into the state of Alabama and pulls out one of the most productive wide receivers in the entire country for their class of 2026. He's now the third commitment for this class of 2026. George McDonald reeling in the wide receivers. And man, with such a deep wide receiver class as it is, you do wonder, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, you do wonder, okay, what's next? How many wide receivers does Ole Miss want to take? Where do they all fit in? And that's something that I think they're going to have discussions on, because as Ole Miss goes through the rest of this spring and into summer and they get these wide receivers on campus, they've got a bunch of them set to officially visit this summer, they're going to get a better sense of clarity as to who are their top guys on their board. You know, who are the ones that they want to join Corey Barber, Zion Legree, and Jameson Powell. And those are tough conversations to kind of have, but that's the product of where Ole Miss wide receiver recruiting is going so far this cycle. So a really good pickup here for Corey Barber to commit to Ole Miss. And we'll talk a little bit about how Corey Barber fits into the scheme. But I do want to remind you guys, we're presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit, it's powered by our friends at Riverland. Text or call them 662-644-4297. Billy Landis and his entire crew will take great care of you. We appreciate all they do for us at the Ole Miss Spirit. You can go to omspirit.com and sign up for just a dollar today. And we're talking about Corey Barber on there. Our own Chad Simmons had a story with him on why he picked Ole Miss and why he was ready to shut things down. He said they made him feel like a priority. And he really started thinking about committing to Ole Miss before his official visit, which was in April. And he ended up going on that visit, really loving it, and opting to dial up the coaching staff and go ahead and commit. And he had offers from Alabama, Georgia, Miami, plenty of other programs across the country. And he had official visits locked in for Georgia, Miami, and Tennessee. So this is a player that was highly sought after. He's been a riser for us at On3. We have him, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, we have him the highest out of anyone. We have him as the 207th overall prospect, the 30th wide receiver and a top 10 player in Alabama. I spoke with Charles Power, and he'll have his full scouting breakdown at the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm putting it all together at right after this, but he really spoke highly of Corey Barber's ability to be moved all around Lane Kiffin's offense. And that's what really excites him as far as the fit goes. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the highlights of Corey Barber Jr. and what he brings to the table right there. That speed, that ability to run across the middle, catch the ball smoothly, transition into a long yards after the catch play for a touchdown. And that's where I think it's fun, because if you watch his highlights, they move him all over. They motion him. They start him in the slot. They start him outside. They motion him to the outside. Those are all things that Lane Kiffin wants to do. And somebody on the Ole Miss Spirit on our message board asked me or mentioned somewhere in there if this is a good replacement for Caden Lee in at some point down the line. And I think that's a really good comp. You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, Caden Lee coming out of high school, you know, wasn't necessarily somebody that really just made it, you know, came in with so much fanfare and things like that. But Ole Miss really liked what they had in him. And he was a three-star prospect coming out of high school, top 75 wide receiver, literally the 75th rated wide receiver in the country on the On3 industry ranking. And a little bit shorter than Corey Barber and not as I would say filled out at this stage of the game, but still a very good wide receiver prospect coming out of high school. And he was a really high volume producer in the 7-on-7 circuit as well. When On3 saw him at various points. So that's what you get with Corey Barber as well. Over 1600 yards receiving, plenty of touches, plenty of touchdowns playing over there in the state of Alabama. And I think this is a really solid pickup. Somebody asked on the board, you know, just kind of where this one stands as far as, you know, the other wide receivers involved in this class and who Ole Miss is recruiting. And I think right now he lines up as the top receiver in this class now for Ole Miss. And then you've got what's next, which we'll talk about that in just a minute. But when it comes to Corey Barber right now, what he can do on the field is just everything. And I think that's very exciting for Ole Miss fans when you think about the future with a Corey Barber in this Lane Kiffin offense. And so it makes a ton of sense why George McDonald really prioritized him. But there's plenty more at the wide receiver position to go. And that's the probably when I look at the positions that Ole Miss is recruiting in this 2026 class, they're done at running back, I would bet. I really don't see them taking three. They're well on their way to being done at quarterback if they can get Landon Duckworth to pop. They've got some other prospects committed at other positions. They've got Isaiah Williams, the number one linebacker in the country, committed. But then they have these three wide receivers, but they have a host of other receivers that they're recruiting as well. And at wide receiver and offensive line, I would say are the positions that right now you could see them. They're probably recruiting 20-plus guys at offensive line, and I would say 10 to 15 guys at wide receiver that you're sitting there and you're like, man, I could see a world where he's a really productive wide receiver at the next level, and Ole Miss could very well press for him and land him. And then you've got the upper echelon guys as well, like Tristan Keyes, the five-star wide receiver out of Mississippi, Jace Matthews, the five-star wide receiver out of Mississippi. You've got some of these high-end talents that Ole Miss is after. And you could see any of them landing in Oxford when it's all said and done. But that's the interesting part about this class is there's so many options, which ones end up in it. And that's an exciting thing for George McDonald, because if they can take what they've done in the portal, which is get guys with multiple years of eligibility remaining at the wide receiver position and kind of allow you know, Winston Watkins to develop, allow a Caleb Cunningham to develop from the high school ranks. Then you've got this 2026 class that is trending in that right direction where they're going to have plenty of options on the table there. That's a good thing for Ole Miss and puts them in a strong position long-term at the wide receiver position where maybe they don't have to go into the portal and load up like they have in the past.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So really nice pickup here. I think once Corey Barber steps into a college weight room, steps into Oxford and gets into the Manning Center and is able to kind of really bulk up his frame as a whole, because he's got some size, he's got some weight to him, but as he physically matures, it could be a really like good looking wide receiver. And I think this is a extreme type of comp here, but Jackson Smith and Jigba coming out of high school before he went to Ohio State, that was one of the reasons why he wasn't, you know, on some recruiting services, this insane insanely highly rated guy. I mean, other services had him very high and things like that. He finishes a five-star on the On3 industry ranking, but there were a couple there that were, you know, outliers. And part of that is he didn't necessarily look like this Greek god, like a Jeremiah Smith or a Ryan Williams or some of these other familiar names that we know of that have come through. And I think Corey Barber's kind of in that similar mold. So he'll physically develop. I think he's a really, really well-rounded wide receiver prospect, and we'll have more on him from On3's national director of rankings and scouting, Charles Power. So look for that at the Ole Miss Spirit. You can join us now for just a dollar, omspirit.com. All right, we're not going to do a long, long podcast here because we already had our one today, but I do want to highlight for you guys what's next in recruiting for Ole Miss. You know, who are they after? They've got these three wide receivers committed, but let's go a little deeper into this wide receiver group that they've offered and are recruiting. And it starts at the top, you know, truthfully, with Tristan Keys, the five-star wide receiver out of Hattiesburg that is committed to LSU. And if they can flip him, then everything else is just gravy after that, right? I mean, you could sign the best wide receiver class in modern Ole Miss history with Tristan Keys, Jace Matthews, Xavier McDonald, and then, you know, this group that they've got with Corey Barber and Zion Legree and Jameson Powell. I mean, they could do that if they are, you know, playing their cards right. But you just want to come away with Tristan Keys, and you want to come away with the Jace Matthews. And it's an and/or situation for us at On3. I mean, Tristan Keys is a top 10 prospect nationally. Jace Matthews is a five-star prospect for us if the rankings ended today. Both do dynamic things. Both make it really, really difficult to defend them, because they've got a great combination of size and speed. Those two are the tip top of the wide receiver position for Ole Miss and who they want to get in this 2026 recruiting class. And then you look at, you know, Xavier McDonald, who is hanging around there in the top 100 on some services. On3 has him, you know, as a strong four-star prospect. And he's somebody that is going to end up officially visiting Ole Miss June 6th. He's got Auburn, he's got LSU, he's got Mississippi State, he's got options. This is the fun part about Mississippi in 2026. Those are the top three guys. Those are the guys that everybody talks about for the most part. But then there's so many other options that they are recruiting and recruiting heavily at this position. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out, because I don't think they can go with six, but they can certainly go and find, you know, one or two of these blue chip guys to round it out, and then you're probably pretty happy. And that's not it. You know, there's other top prospects in the state of Mississippi that are right there as well. And you know, Ole Miss has gotten some guys on campus as well that you have to file away in your back pocket. You have to keep an eye on them because they do have so much like so many options. And as recruiting can be one of those really interesting things to watch when you have this many prospects, like one day things could be in one direction and you could see, you know, certain prospects ending up at Ole Miss, and then they surge for other prospects, and those guys are actually higher up behind that or on that board that is, you know, under lock and key for Lane Kiffin and them. There are some other prospects that George McDonald has gone and seen. You know, he's seen Zachary Washington out of St. Francis in the Illinois area. They've gone and seen Darian Kirksey down at Harrison Central in Gulfport. He's a North Carolina commit, a big riser this spring. You know, one of the more intriguing guys, Dylan Cope, can they go into Alabama and do it again? Can they go pull him out of there? He's been a huge riser this spring. So there are so many options at the wide receiver position. It makes it really exciting. And with Ole Miss trending well for Landon Duckworth and trending well for already having Reese Wise, who actually had a really good day at Under Armour, the Under Armour camp that he went to recently, you've got to feel good about the passing game of the future for Ole Miss. And that's where you see things really unfold in the spring. And now that you're creeping in on June, Corey Barber jumping on his spot and taking it, very, very wise from his side of things. You know, you've got so many of these receivers that they could go out. I think this is one of the stronger receiver classes that I've covered, not only in the state of Mississippi, but kind of nationally. You know, I don't know if there's really a Ryan Williams, but there are some really elite, you know, five-star type of prospects that, you know, are out there nationally. And then you look down the list and you get into deep into four-star territory and even into the three-star territory. And there's plenty of guys that Ole Miss, I think, would love to have in their class as well. So it's a really good time to be looking at the future of the Ole Miss passing game. And, you know, now three wide receivers committed. Now you got to go and you've got to go in hard after these blue chip guys like Tristan Keys, Jace Matthews, and Xavier McDonald and others as they looked around this thing out. And they're still looking for that first tight end commit. And we dropped our latest class prediction piece as well at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com. You can get the full rundown on where I think the class stands. I had to get it out this morning because I was sneaking in Corey Barber in there as well before he made his commitment. So do want to remind you guys to check us out, the Ole Miss Spirit, and of course support our friends at Riverland Roofing. But not only that, make sure you support our friend Andy Ludicky at My Perfect Franchise. MyPerfectFranchise.net is where you can find him. If you do work with him on picking out a franchise and you get into the franchise world, he will donate money back to the Ole Miss Collectives and the Grove Collective, and he'll support, you know, the Rebels and help the Rebels build these rosters. His wife went to Ole Miss, so he's got some ties to Oxford, of course. So make sure you give him a call, 404-973-9901. Or email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net. So hope you guys enjoyed this little down and dirty live edition of the podcast. Just wanted to react to Corey Barber committing to Ole Miss, a really, really talented prospect in his own right who fits very well in this offense. Very versatile, can do a little bit of everything. So a big recruiting win for Ole Miss. And there it is, your answer to all of George McDonald's tweets about Waffle House. They call Corey Barber Waffle House because he's always open, and we're also always open at the Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you go over to OhmSpirit.com. Join us over there for more conversation and fun this weekend. Big weekend for the Rebels, and I hope you guys enjoy your Mother's Day weekend plans as well. So we appreciate you guys listening to this live Talk of Champions. We'll be back next week, keeping it rolling at the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. So I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.